The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came upon the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves. But he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this whom even the winds and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, a little thought for you for the day. The word disciple means student. And you and I have a lot to learn. The place we learn is the school of the cross that teaches counterintuitive lessons, diametric opposite of our human reasoning and wisdom, God's wisdom, sublime and perfect wisdom. But if we're going to learn it all, we first have to begin by trusting the teacher. And that's what this passage is all about. Remember yesterday's gospel? Jesus called disciples. He said, "You come follow me, and you come follow me, and you come follow me." Well, no sooner has he called disciples, but that immediately he puts them to the test. They get into a boat, and he knows exactly what's going to happen. The winds and the storm break over the sides of the boat, and the waves are swamping the little boat, and the disciples in fear cry out, "Lord, save us, we're perishing." Now, you've heard the story of the storm on the sea before, I hope. Hope this isn't the first time you've heard the story of Jesus in the boat in the storm on the sea. But did you know that Matthew's storm on the sea is different from the others? Because Matthew says not just that there was a weather event, you know, going on and heavy winds. He actually says there's a great shaking. The word that Matthew uses in Greek is megaseismos, which implies that there was an earthquake. But what was really important about that phrase is that's the same phrase that the Old Testament prophets used to describe the trials people go through in the end of the world. Ezekiel says that, and so does the prophet Joel. And through it all, Jesus is asleep. The only passage in the Bible that describes Jesus as being asleep, with the message that God's not worried. And if God's not worried, you shouldn't be worried either. Trust the teacher. Now, the image of a boat going across the water, that's an age-old image for the church. The church is sometimes described as the bark of Peter. And a little tiny point here for our church. See the roof with the ribbing? Do you realize that's designed to look like the bottom of a boat? It's not done on purpose. This section of the church is called the nave. We're in a boat, making our way through time to the great shores of eternity. And we're always being battered by waves, aren't we? Battered by waves as we make our way through. You can't be a cultural Catholic anymore. Culture has shifted. If you're going to be a Catholic today, you're going to be a Catholic by conviction. But whatever happens, don't you worry. Don't stop doing good works. Don't stop answering God's call to do what good you can today. But whatever happens, don't worry. The ship's not going down. Remember who's in the boat with us. Your life is often likened by spiritual writers to a ship passing through the waters, with Jesus and his grace in your soul being like the captain of the ship to make sure no harm comes to you. You're battered by waves. You cry out, "Lord, come and help me." You think the whole thing's going down. Do what good you can. Don't get me wrong. But whatever you do, don't worry. The ship's not going down. Don't ever forget who's with you. Jesus can very often seem to be asleep, and it can be very distressing to us. However, Saints and spiritual writers assure us that when God seems to be the most distant, it's actually when he's closest to you. St. John Chrysostom said, God loves to show his power, not at the beginning of your trials, but at the end, when all seems lost. So that's your little thought for the day. When you're going through something hard and you wonder where God is, remember, the teacher is always quiet during the test. Trust in him, and you'll never trust in vain. Amen.